Nolte, the CNN of beers, Bud Light sales crashed 30% week of May 20. By John Nolte on May 30, 2023. 2 months into the Bud Light transvestite debacle and sales are worsening with a staggering drop of 29.5% for the week ending May 20. Everyone assumed time would heal Bud Light's public relations debacle. Eventually, it was assumed, beer drinkers would get over their anger at Anheuser-Busch for partnering with Dylan Mulvaney, a guy who runs around in a dress mocking women. All Bud Light had to do was wait it out, right? After all, it's not easy to get someone to change their brand, especially their beer brand, right? Wrong. Data from Bump Williams Consulting and Nielsen IQ provided to Newsweek shows sales by volume are down 29.5% for the week ending May 20 compared to last year. Sales are down 25.7% for revenue compared to the same time window. No matter how you slice the data, it's a bloodbath. Sales have fallen off a cliff, and Anheuser-Busch InBev's stock is getting crushed since the start of April. Beers are selling for just pennies and there's no end in sight. Anheuser-Busch literally cannot give this beer away for pennies a can. What should terrify Anheuser-Busch is that sales continue to worsen. Year-over-year sales during the week ending May 6 dropped 23.6%. The week prior, sales dropped a little less than that, 23.3%. Now sales are down 29.5%. If Memorial Day weekend sales are over a cliff like this, Anheuser-Busch will have no choice but to change its name from Bud Light to something manly like Clint Bronson Light. The label Bud Light is simply too toxic these days. No one wants to be associated with it. No one wants to face the stares and jokes that come with buying Bud Light. A name change might seem like a small thing, but prior to partnering with a fetishist who's made himself famous performing minstrelsy against women, Bud Light was the top-selling beer in the country. So, that would be a powerful brand to lose. It would be like McDonald's or Pepsi or Walmart surrendering a brand, a name, and a product design that took decades to build, to penetrate the public consciousness. You can't put a price on that, and Anheuser-Busch threw it all away after getting hoodwinked by all this un-American and fascist day nonsense. Oh, and the overall value of Anheuser-Busch is going down, down, down. On March 31, the stock sat at $66. Today, it's down to $54. Ouch. Normal people will never embrace this trans madness. Men running around pretending to be women is offensive to women and creepy. Moreover, too much of it is aimed at prematurely sexualizing little kids. Look at Disney's stock. After Disney came out in favor of grooming little kids, its stock tanked to just $87 per share, down from $180 per share a little over 2 years ago. Then there's Target, an outlet that literally embraces child grooming and Satanism. The stock price is down, down, down. Every good American is in favor of tolerance and live and let live. What disgusts decent people is 1. Targeting children with perversions and 2. Openly celebrating how 2% of the population conduct their sex lives, as though your sex life is some sort of accomplishment. As though that's something to be proud of, as though pride in accomplishing absolutely nothing is a virtue. For as long as I've been alive, Americans have tolerated homosexuality, drag queens, transvestites, and transsexuals. Everyone got along just fine. But we will never accept or celebrate hetero or homosexual sex lives, fetishists, or the mentally ill. That's a bridge too far, and these demonic companies are discovering that the hard way. These immoral, greedy multinational corporations thought they could force-feed us acceptance and celebrations. So far, that's not happening, and it's costing them billions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.